Hey, happy Friday. It's episode 241 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for being here today. We'll read two of my favorite chapters in the entire Bible today. Of course, if you've been listening to the LifeSpring Family Bible for very long, you know that I've got several favorite chapters, right? Well, today we're reading 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. Let's begin. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Brothers and sisters, I don't want you to be ignorant about spiritual gifts. You know that when you were Gentiles, you were often misled by false gods that can't even speak. So I want to make it clear to you that no one says, Jesus is cursed, when speaking by God's Spirit, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are different ministries and the same Lord. And there are different activities, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. A demonstration of the Spirit is given to each person for the common good. A word of wisdom is given by the Spirit to one person, a word of knowledge to another according to the same Spirit, faith to still another by the same Spirit, gifts of healing to another in the one Spirit, performance of miracles to another, prophecy to another, the ability to tell spirits apart to another, different kinds of tongues to another, and the interpretation of the tongues to another. All these things are produced by the one and same Spirit who gives what he wants to each person. Christ is just like the human body. A body is a unit and has many parts, and all the parts of the body are one body, even though there are many. We were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek or slave or free, and we all were given one Spirit to drink. Certainly the body isn't one part, but many. If the foot says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not a hand, does that mean it's not part of the body? If the ear says, I'm not a part of the body because I'm not an eye, does that mean it's not part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, what would happen to the hearing? And if the whole body were an ear, what would happen to the sense of smell? But as it is, God has placed each one of the parts in the body just like he wanted. If all were one and the same body part, what would happen to the body? But as it is, there are many parts, but one body. So the eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you. Or in turn, the head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. Instead, the parts of the body that people think are the weakest are the most necessary. The parts of the body that we think are less honorable are the ones we honor the most. The private parts of our body that aren't presentable are the ones that are given the most dignity. The parts of our body that are presentable don't need this. But God has put the body together, giving great honor to the part with less honor, so that there won't be division in the body, and so the parts might have mutual concern for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If one part gets the glory, all the parts celebrate with it. You are the body of Christ and parts of each other. In the church, God has appointed first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, the ability to help others, leadership skills, different kinds of tongues. All aren't apostles, are they? All aren't prophets, are they? All aren't teachers, are they? All don't perform miracles, do they? All don't have gifts of healing, do they? All don't speak in different tongues, do they? All don't interpret, do they? Use your ambition to try to get the greater gifts, and I'm going to show you an even better way. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in tongues of human beings and of angels, but I don't have love, I am a clanging gong or a clashing cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, and I know all the mysteries and everything else, and if I have such complete faith that I can move mountains, but I don't have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything that I have and hand over my own body to feel good about what I've done, but I don't have love, I receive no benefit whatsoever. Love is patient. Love is kind. It isn't jealous. It doesn't brag. It isn't arrogant. It isn't rude. It doesn't seek its own advantage. It isn't irritable. It doesn't keep a record of complaints. It isn't happy with injustice, but it is happy with the truth. Love puts up with all things, trusts in all things, hopes for all things, endures all things. Love never fails. As for prophecies, they will be brought to an end. As for tongues, they will stop. As for knowledge, it will be brought to an end. We know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, what is partial will be brought to an end. When I was a child, I used to speak as a child, reason like a child, think like a child. But now that I've become a man, I put an end to childish things. Now we see a reflection in a mirror. Then we will see face to face. Now I know partially, but then I will know completely in the same way that I have been completely known. Now faith, hope, and love remain. These three things. And the greatest of these is love. May God bless the reading of His Word. Today we'll discuss both chapters just a little bit. In chapter 12, Paul is addressing another issue that is bringing this argumentative Corinthian church another reason for division. And unfortunately, the division of a church over disagreements about spiritual gifts didn't end with this church. When I was a teenager, I gave my heart to the Lord when I was attending a very traditional Southern Baptist church. Hey Dale, how's it going? I loved the people there, and I loved the pastor. But I don't remember ever hearing a word about spiritual gifts. It's just not something that Southern Baptist churches talked about. And then when I first got married and moved away from home, I began attending a little community church in the city of Mammoth Lakes. Now, this church had just undergone a split over disagreements about spiritual gifts. I had no idea what they were even talking about, and I certainly didn't know why they would cause a church to split. But the new pastor, who had been brought in to replace the pastor who left, preached a series of sermons about the various gifts of the Spirit. And he did such a great job, backed up by scriptures like 1 Corinthians 12 here, that my own theology on the subject was shaped then and hasn't changed a lot over the ensuing years. In a nutshell, Paul was teaching the Corinthians here in the 12th chapter that the Holy Spirit gives gifts to different people as He chooses. They all have value, just as each part of the body has value. He told them that it's silly to argue about what part of the body is better, and it's silly to fight over what gift is better. And then in the 13th chapter, which is often called the love chapter, Paul continues addressing the church in regards to division and spiritual gifts. What he tells them is that it doesn't matter what gift you have if you don't have love. If there is love, you won't have a problem fighting over who has what gift or which gift is better. And to make it clear, he delineates what love looks like. Now, love is not that mushy feeling of butterflies in your stomach you got with your first high school crush. Love is much more than that, and Paul is very specific about what it is. I hate to even begin to try to boil it down into just a few words because his description is so dead on, but I'll do it anyway. Love is not about what makes me feel good. Love is about what I can do for the benefit of the object of my love, even when it's difficult, or even when that other person is unlovable. Love keeps going. And I could keep going on this subject for an hour. But my agreement with you is that the show is around 10 minutes long. So I'll just say that I pray your weekend will be filled with love, the kind of love that benefits others. And I pray that you might be the object of that kind of love from someone too. Already I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our Savior loves you that way. He always has, and He always will. Hey, send me an email this weekend. Let me know how I'm doing here on the show. Steve@lifespringmedia.com, or post your comments on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for this episode number 241. So I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.